At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP.
Brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is so perfect. This is so perfect. Last night on A&E, WWE runs Greatest Rivalries. Last night, for an hour of just glorious storytelling, Hulk Hogan versus The Ultimate Warrior. And to tell you, listen, I'm such a mark. Like, I like to think that I'm above this. Like, you know, I'm at the end of this thing, they had me crying and I was mad at myself. I was mad because I was in tears, Bach, tears are strolling down my face because they build up the rivalry and they talk about all the friction and the craziness and insanity, right? And them going back and forth. And then they, of course, as the story actually, like, WWE couldn't write the actual existence that happened. Like, they could have built this rivalry, but the real rivalry was better than the story that they wrote. And then the fact that at 54, 58, when Jim Hellwig passed away, that he went into the Hall of Fame that year and had just gotten back on friendly terms with Hulk Hogan. And this was mutual. Hogan didn't like him. He didn't like Hogan. And in an era where social media was just starting to gain traction as that place where you clear the air, Hellwig went at the WWE hard. Hard. He told secret on secret. And then finally, after a 3-year silent sabbatical, they make peace. And Hellwig gets notification he's going in the WWE Hall of Fame as the Warrior. And him crossing the bridge with Hogan was big. And then for him to go to the Hall of Fame event, do the induction speech, and then the following Monday, He did Raw, and he stood in the middle of that ring and gave his eulogy. He gave his eulogy. That dude made his peace. He made his amends. He rebuilt friendships, and he got celebrated.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Then just like that, he was gone. Just like that. And I'm sitting there, and in this crazy world of negativity and hate and venom and all the stuff, that dude, can you imagine if he had passed and not made those amends and had not put that piece down? So I sat at my house, and I had tears running down my face because Hogan was humbled by it. Stephanie McMahon was humbled by it. Triple H was humbled by it. What he did for Hellwig and his family, creating the awards and creating trust, it was exceptional. So it was a great deal. And if you haven't followed those, like, they did the rivalries. They also did Rock and Triple H. They had it's been great. If you get time to binge, go online and find the WWE rivalry series. And it's so good. Cigars, it's amazing. It was amazing, but it's WWE. It's every Sunday night. They have the Legends and Future Stars show, which I love, right? Undertaker, Mickey James, woof. Booker T and Bubba Ray with Shawn Michaels, and they're letting people audition and try out to be the next future star. And these are some talented folks and great storytelling. And then following that, they have rivalries, and then great. Last night they had greatest moments, greatest SmackDown moments. They based it on SmackDown, and the greatest SmackDown moments. But I was a child.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I was an absolute child. So when we'll take a break, when we come back at the 12 o'clock hour, Bach, I need for you to craft Bach Mania. Bach Mania. I need for you to take whatever magic wand. I can be the final boss and I can say yes or no. But I need for you to put together Bach's WrestleMania this year. You up for it?
I'm up for it. I'm ready.
Now the question, and then we'll, for the following segment, it's the tickets, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But the question is whether are we doing it Royal Rumble style or over the top road, everybody in. Mm. Like, do you want to do it 30 people in one at a time, or do you want 30 everybody from the ticket in the pool, and then it's over the top rope? Again, I'm final boss, so I am not in it, so I can just stand back and send people out the curtain. But we will do all of that when we come back to the ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.